In 2022, the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence is bringing you a whole new way to get qualified as a professional intuitive. The Intuitive Intelligence Method Accreditation is a 100-hour training program, including personal development, professional development, and spiritual development, that will take your skills as an intuitive to the level of superconscious. This program is available online and in person across a range of different dates and deliveries in 2022 and 2023. We'd love for you to head to the instituteforintuitiveintelligence.com to find out more about how you can get qualified faster and more efficiently to increase your power to serve. Welcome to Spiritually Fierce, the podcast. I am your host, Dr. Ricky Jane Adams, principal and founder of the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence and creator of the Spiritually Fierce movement. Spiritually Fierce is not just a phrase. It is a movement of awakening consciousness of which we are all a part, if we want to be. In each episode, we'll explore what it means to be spiritually fierce, how to become it, and why it is the revolution in consciousness that will save the world. Join me and my fierce guests for deep conversations on spirituality beyond the trinkets and superstitions of the new age that will support you to increase your power to serve. I had to borrow a belt for this one, but look, I've got all my mics on now, so I'm ready. I feel like I'm about to go into war, but thank you so much for being here with me. I want to begin with this. I want to start with my provocation, my personal mission, and that is every conversation we are having about intuition is wrong. Unless you are beginning with this question, you are starting in the wrong place. Do I know that I am pure, unlimited consciousness? If the answer to that is no, then your intuition is not switched on. And there's two reasons why we're having the wrong conversation about intuition. The first is we do not understand the science, the very good science of intuition. And the second is we don't actually understand the true nature of consciousness. So let's begin there. In spiritual circles, we talk about this idea of raising consciousness all of the time, but what does it actually mean? And I want to give you my version of that. So let's keep it really simple here, because there's lots of ways that we can talk about consciousness. But I want to show you that image, bring to mind that image of the iceberg, the 5 to 10% of your consciousness above the surface of the water is your reasoning conscious mind. This is your personality. I like jazz. I don't like sushi. I choose the pink MacBook or I choose the MacBook Pro because, you know, I'm that kind of person. These are the choices that we make from a reasoning conscious mind, and we think we're making all of our choices from this place. We think that we're weighing up the facts. We think that we're making choices as reasonable adults, but the truth is very, very different. The truth is that beneath the water, that 90 to 95% of our consciousness that is subconscious is what is ruling our lives. Jung says that the subconscious mind determines everything about us. But there's some very amazing things about the subconscious mind when we go beyond the psychological understanding and we begin to look at it metaphysically. So I want to talk about that for a moment. Your subconscious mind is largely attuned to fear. That isn't because we as human beings are fearful creatures by nature. We've heard that again and again and again today. Our true nature is not fearful. But the world that we inhabit, the civilization, the historical moment that we're in, the familial and tribal bonds, the ancestral lineage that you've inherited, even the way that your brain is attuned is to notice and identify fear to protect itself. And because we are largely lazy with this reasoning conscious mind of ours, we look this way and that. We watch every television program going. We have conversations with people we're not really keen to have conversations with. We are not discerning. We input data all of the time through our reasoning conscious mind without making discerning choices. And that subconscious basement or that part of the iceberg below the water is just receiving all of this. It doesn't make choices. It just says, if you've inputted it, I will accept it. And so that larger part of us, that part of us that is actually determining the quality of our lives, is programmed to fear because we are lazy with where we place our consciousness. But what is raising consciousness then? Well, that is exactly that. It's going into altered states of consciousness, because the thing about your subconscious mind is you can't access it in your normal running around like a headless chook life. You actually have to go into deeper states of consciousness, altered states of consciousness, to meet the contents. And as we raise our consciousness, we start to make choices about, do I want that in there? Do I want to believe that old familial bond, that old belief system that has been handed down from generation to generation? Do I want to believe what the dominant cultural program is? Do I want to be indoctrinated with ideas and knowledge that I actually didn't choose for myself? And as we raise our consciousness up from the subconscious basement, we investigate it, yes? And we make better choices. We evolve our consciousness. But that isn't the end of the journey. Where we are raising our consciousness to is ultimately to return to the one mind, oneness, unity. Whatever language you place on that, we are raising our consciousness up to the one mind of, to use my language, God. But replace that word, if it's troubling for you, with any of the language that you would prefer to use, source or spirit. Just two of the examples. Quantum physics has another way of explaining it. Everything that ever was and ever will be is bathed in a field of energy of which we are all a part. Greg Braden calls this the divine matrix. You can call it the unified field of everything. We are all bathed in the same energy. We are part of one consciousness. That one consciousness is the highest vibrational state that we can access or attain. A Course in Miracles says, nothing unreal exists, nothing real can be threatened. And the true nature of what that oneness is, in my belief, is love, or God, or source, or spirit, whatever language you want to give it. So when we raise our consciousness, we are literally overcoming the belief in separation to return to oneness. All belief is keeping us in a prison. All belief is separating us from that one mind of God, or that infinite consciousness of which we are all a part. So the beginning point of intuition, when I teach people, when they come to me to learn intuition, is not oracle cards or tarot or pendulum or any of those things. You'll find none of that in my institute. Because what we are understanding is that intuition is the language of consciousness. Intuition can only work when we begin to accept that everything is one. All time and space is one. The great astrophysicist, who I'm sure many of you in this room know, Jacques Vallée, who has investigated many, many UFO events over his long and illustrious career, says that we will ultimately do away with dimensions, we'll ultimately do away with discussions of time and space. Because even though we know that time passes, we do not know why, because as we've learnt from so many of the great speakers today, it simply is a construct of our consciousness. It's what we need at this moment of our evolution to understand ourselves. But beyond this limited human consciousness where we currently sit as a collective, time and space simply do not exist. We talk about this in quantum physics as non-locality. So intuition is the language of that unified consciousness. If all that ever was and all that ever will be exists now, how can I not know everything? I simply have to change my mind about what I am. Do I know that I am pure, unlimited consciousness? Then I am the most intuitive creature that you have ever met. How can it not be any other way? And the way that we do this is to move beyond belief. I discovered something when I was pointing that way. Oh, back again. When I was teaching people about their intuition. Intuition in and of itself is not enough. You probably all in this room agree that you're intuitive, you have a sixth sense, you can know things without knowing how you know them. Information comes to you seemingly out of time and space, it moves beyond the bounds, the classical bounds of time and space. So why is that? How is that working? But the thing is that even though we all know that, we're all really comfortable with that, and all of the students who would come to me would be really comfortable with that knowing, my discovery was this, that was not enough. That was not enough to take them to a place where they would trust that intuition and then live and act on it. So whilst they were willing to agree, yes, I'm a sixth sensory, I will draw my angel cards or I'll consult my pendulum, how many of the times that they did that, maybe 20 or 30 times on the same question, did they actually take action? And the reason is this, because unless you are willing to see that you are the pure unlimited consciousness that you are actually consulting, you do not trust it. You have to change your mind about yourself, and I call this spiritual self-esteem. So what turns intuition into intuitive intelligence is understanding the science of intuition, which we're about to get into, whilst also agreeing, even if it's only a concept, that I am the infinite. I am beyond belief. I am beyond knowledge. I am beyond ideas. I am perhaps wisdom. And even if I don't know what that means yet, I am willing to try. I am willing to believe that I am a divine piece of a benevolent universe that is always working on my behalf. And then we start to trust our intuition, not as some external thing, not as some power in some cards, not as a crystal that I got that decalcified my pineal gland, but as me, as God. I am the infinite. Am I willing to start trusting myself and go outside of the bonds and the bounds of what being a polite human being is? The other thing we need to understand about intuition is, where does it actually originate from? Where is its location? Because it has a location in the physical body. And it's here. Many of you will be aware of the Institute of Heart Math. It's been mentioned a number of times today. This is a leading edge scientific, rigorous scientific institution based in the US. It'll come back. And what they have spent many decades doing is understanding the science of the anatomical heart and how it is connected to this intuitive intelligence that I speak of. So the idea of the subconscious mind is something I just want to revisit. So if that's really annoying you, let me know and we'll just shut that off. If the flashing is annoying you, it's all right. So the subconscious mind, according to the great psychologist from the 50s who's written a text we all must read, Key to Yourself, her name is Dr. Venice Bloodworth. Fantastic book. She says the subconscious mind is not just that storehouse of all of our unmet fear. It's not just full of programs of crap. It's actually the portal to the infinite one mind of God. So if I was to locate your subconscious mind anywhere in your physical anatomy, remembering that we're talking about the metaphysical mind, not the psychological level of the subconscious, I would locate it in your physical heart. And here's why. HeartMath Institute did a study several years ago where they prepared 25 subjects using a practice that we're about to do together called heart coherence. These subjects were prepared with heart coherence and then they were wired up. They were wired up so their skin conductance levels were measured, there were EEGs, ECGs and heart rate variability monitors. They then sat the subjects in front of a computer screen. The computer screen was going to randomly select images that were either calming or emotionally stimulating. These images were going to be randomly selected after a period of 6 seconds. The subject was wired up, sat in front of the computer screen. Before the computer chose the image, the body measures were taken, and then the screen flashed up the image. What this study was able to show is that not only did the heart and the brain respond to the image before the computer had selected it, the heart responded first. There is a cluster of around 40,000 neural cells in your heart, your anatomical heart, which we call the little brain in the heart. It sends more information to your cranial brain than the other way around. And it is this anatomical heart combined with your metaphysical heart or your Anahata chakra that is, if you like, that communication center, that portal or gateway to the one mind, the infinite mind, the divine matrix of which we are all a part, or the unified consciousness. Our seemingly individuated consciousness at the level of quantum physics is simply not the case. We are vibrating particles of matter. Our dense physical seeming human body appearance is simply the least interesting, slowest moving part of us. Our true nature is quantum. And the heart, the anatomical heart, produces the largest magnetic field of any part of the body. The language of the field, the language of the infinite, is not English, amazingly. It is vibration. The true nature of the cosmos is that it is vibrating particles of matter. We've heard the term frequency again and again and again here today. Frequency is how we communicate. So what is intuition then? Intuition is the language of that cosmos. So how do we communicate with the infinite? How do we access the answers that we need? Well, HeartMath Institute were able to demonstrate that there are conditions for us to be in communication with the infinite, both to receive information and to pass information out into that unified field. And the best condition that we can be in to receive our intuition in the clearest way is to be in a heart coherent state. So who'd like to try that? Who would like to see if they can increase their intuition right now in 3 minutes? Okay, let's do it together. Everybody taking a big deep breath in through your nose, let it go out through your mouth with an audible sigh. We are almost done. Your brains, your minds, your hearts, your souls are singing, but we are almost done and we are going to go out in a really beautiful state. Heart coherence is not meditation, it is not visualization, it is not even relaxation. It is a very disciplined consciousness engineering tool. And if you haven't experienced it before, it's going to blow your mind. And if you have experienced it before, you will understand the power and the benefits of it. So I would invite you all now to close down your eyes. Deepen your breath, perhaps increasing the inhalation to the count of four. Exhaling to the count of six. Your eyes closed, your deepened breath signifies to your physiology that you are very, very safe. Moving out of that fight, flight, or fear response into a state of coherence. And now we're going to take two fingers or a flat palm to the center of your chest, just lightly applying pressure there, letting your consciousness know that this center, your intuitive intelligence center, is where you would like to be operating from right now. And now you're going to use that brilliant mind of yours to bring to mind images that elicit strong feelings of appreciation, gratitude, compassion. Don't judge what these are, perhaps the perfect cup of coffee, the rock star car park, a smile from a good-looking stranger. Whatever it is that will truly let you feel these feelings of appreciation, gratitude, compassion. Keep bringing that monkey mind back. It will try to stray. Keep coming home with that inner tapas, that fire, that discipline that keeps you focused on a single point. Feel it expand like a bubble filling around you. For these high vibrational emotional states expand your subtle anatomy, your consciousness. So that in fact we are now one heart in this room. Not only that, we've created a neural superhighway between the little brain and the heart and the cranial brain. By attuning to our heart's intelligence first, we have switched on all our other intelligence centers, our analytical intelligence, our emotional intelligence, our creative intelligence. Person. I just knew it. I knew I shouldn't be in that place. But we reject it. And this is where spiritual self-esteem comes in. Do you love yourself enough? Do you know your true nature, which is infinite consciousness, so intimately that you will risk being impolite? That you will say, no, I will not have a conversation with you today. I don't care if you gave birth to me. Today is not the day that I'm going to have a conversation with you. that you will risk upsetting other people in order to honour your own soul's needs. My mum's in the room, so she'll find that particularly hilarious. And she knows there are days I don't answer the phone. Do you trust yourself enough? Are you loyal and faithful to yourself enough to risk being the impolite, undomesticated, wild intuitive who will say, nope, I have to go to Egypt. I'm sorry, honey. We're going to have to get married another time. You know, when we live from that place, this is functional. It's not even special. It's just what we literally should be teaching our children at the same time that we're teaching about everything else amazing. What's the next level? Okay. Caroline Mace calls this creative intuition. This is where you're beginning to go, oh, I've got some influence here. I've got some capacity to not only just kind of, you know that life is happening to me, but I could actually influence. If I start to focus my consciousness, I might be able to start changing my reality. This is where we're beginning to understand that if I don't make choices, the infinite will make choices for me. You know, in quantum physics, we say there are no watchers in the quantum field. You are never passively receiving life. You are always making choices. You just don't necessarily acknowledge that you are making those choices. And so life happens to you and you go, I don't know how this chaos happened. I don't know how I'm in another shitty relationship. I don't know how I'm in debt again. I don't know how I'm in a job I hate. But the truth is, you are always creating your reality. Your consciousness, your subconscious mind is a creative force to be reckoned with. And what's in our subconscious? Mostly unmet shit. And that's what we go programming out into the one mind. And the one mind loves you so dearly. It bows down before you without judgment. It doesn't say, that's not a great request, Ricky. You should probably not choose that. It just says, okay, here you go. I love you. Have it. Whatever you want, I have it. So at this level, we may begin with vision boards. For example, I hate vision boards, but I loved that image. But that is the level where we might actually start seeing that if I choose to focus on a particular affirmation, a particular prayer, a particular mantra, I might start to see changes in my life. And that gives me faith that maybe if I keep going in that direction, I can keep making more and more changes. The problem with this level of intuition is that we are largely lazy. We are largely lazy crack addicts. Now, let me explain that for you. Not only are we lazy with our consciousness, we will put our consciousness pretty much anywhere where we can, oh, stuff, shiny, oh, look at that over there, oh, fear-based stuff, oh, images, blah, blah, blah. We just go like this, like we've got no discernment. We are like ADHD children. We just sort of run after whatever is happening without discerning until we begin to wake up, of course. But even as we wake up, we're still giving away our consciousness too easily. The reason that we're crack addicts, not literally, is because we are attuned to fear. We will go towards our fear without question. As soon as a fearful emotion hits us, we go, oh, what's the cause? What's the reason? Why am I feeling like this? Quick, find evidence. Oh, yes, that was when I was three and I didn't get the love that I needed. Oh my God, that's why I'm overeating right now because this is blah, blah, blah. And we build worlds around our fearful feelings instead of going, okay, this is an interesting feeling, and let that go. We look for evidence to back up our shit. And we very rarely look for evidence to back up our good feelings. In fact, we often feel shame and guilt when we feel good, yeah? We get a really, really good feeling. Something amazing happens to us and then we go, oh, someone might judge me for something good happening, or I should, no, I'll just be like everybody else and be in my suffering. We form communities around our suffering, but we rarely form communities around our joy. We don't celebrate ourselves, but we will be punitive towards ourselves obsessively. And unfortunately, this is because we are biologically hardwired. We become addicted to the cortisol and the adrenaline that happen every time we have a stressful or anxious-ridden, fear-based thought. So we actually become addicted to fear. So we actually have to do a lot of work. We have to practice and we have to use our inner discipline, our inner spiritual fire, to be willing to change our program. But luckily, the subconscious mind is just highly programmable. It isn't programmed towards fear, it's just highly programmable. So I don't watch TV anymore. I just literally, I cannot waste that time. Home renovation shows sometimes when I'm traveling in hotel rooms, quite like those. So far, they haven't seemed to do too much damage to my consciousness. But But we have to become discerning, we have to make choices. There are people that I just can't spend time with anymore. It just doesn't feel okay. I have to be very discerning about where I work and what I do for a living. I have to be very discerning about what I eat. So what happens is, not because I'm making judgments, this is good and this is bad, is that as I make a commitment to change the program in my subconscious basement, I increase my intuition. I just know what is right for me much more readily. So one day I woke up and I knew that I was vegetarian. I don't have a position on vegetarianism. I have no politics of vegetarianism. I just know I don't eat meat. Yesterday I woke up and I knew that I am now vegan. I don't have a position on it. I'm excited about it, but it just was because it just happened. My consciousness had a clear enough channel where I could just know what the next best step for me was. And this is what happens at this level of creative intuition. But we're still turning up at this level. We're turning up to God with our shopping list. I want to manifest 6 figures in my job, and I want to go to, you know, the Mauritius on holiday each year, and I would like this kind of car, and if you do those things, then I will believe that you are real God. Or I will begin to believe that I am infinite consciousness. And we start to have wins, yeah? We start to see that we actually can do this, but then we get distracted by an argument over here, or we will self-sabotage. We start to meet our own power, and we'll marry the wrong person. Or we'll drink too much booze, or we'll eat too much food, because we're very good at kicking in those self-sabotaging habits. Luckily, the antidote is in the practice that we just did. Everything is vibrating particles of matter. Your nature, your true nature, is vibration. This is the law. The language of the infinite consciousness is not English. It's vibration, frequency. And what changes our vibration, what changes the frequency that our particles are vibrating at, is feeling state. So heart rate variability or heart coherence that you just practiced right then is the most powerful way for you to clear out the contents of your subconscious basement. You literally do not have to go and find all of the different fears in your basement and line them up and label them. That's called talking therapy. And it doesn't get you anywhere. Or it does. Look, I shouldn't say that. Some good things happen out of talking therapy. But if you actually want to move the fear out of your basement, you have to go beyond just meeting your fear and labeling it. You have to change the vibration, because the vibration is the program. So at this level, we are still thinking about, what can I get from the infinite? Prove to me my power by giving me the stuff I want. And then we get to this level. And this is where we go to the infinite and we say, use me. How may I serve? Use me. I have no defenses between you and me. I know that I am you, and whatever vision the infinite wants to birth through this little human life, let me be of service. This is where Caroline Mace says we reach the final initiation. All of our wants and our needs and what can I get, even our desire to be healed. Because as she said, if you keep turning up with prayers of heal me, fix my brokenness, you're trying to take from the infinite. What if you just say, okay, exactly as I am willing this day to believe that I am infinite consciousness. I'm willing. I don't know what it feels like yet, but I'm willing to give it a try. I'm just going to turn up and say, use me. So when you get that intuitive knowing that you have to stop eating animal products, you do it. And you don't need to know why you're doing it. You don't need to know if it's going to decalcify your pineal gland or increase this or change that. You just do it. Because the feeling that comes with it is bliss. To live with intuitive intelligence is to live in a state of bliss. Because there is no boundary between me and the true nature of the infinite, which is love. The highest vibration there is love. That's how we know it is the nature of the infinite. It is actually the building blocks of the universe. The question is, what is beyond belief? When I start to forego my ideas, when I move into visionary intuition, where my little human ideas are melted away by the absolute gaze of staring the infinite in the face, what is possible for my life? And what is possible in my experience is absolute, unmitigated success, joy, abundance. These things have come to me with ease as soon as I stopped needing those things. to appear. When I move beyond the co-creative need to, I need to see my business do this in order for me to feel like I'm actually on the right path, to actually saying, whatever you need from me, I will do it and I will go towards it fearlessly. And everything has just kept increasing and expanding. And people say, I don't know how I found you, but I did. And everything just comes to me. We call this receptive power. Intuitive is receptive. Intuition comes into you. You can't go out seeking it. All you can do is remove the blocks to your intuition. And the blocks to your intuition are fear. So if you want to become the most intuitively intelligent creature on the planet, go meet your fear. The beauty of this is that as you are the one mind, as you are part of the unified consciousness, that you meet your fear on behalf of everybody. We do not need 7 billion people to wake up. We just have to reach a tipping point. What a relief. So why not be the tipping point? Why not be so fearless in going in meeting your fear? And just, you know, what happens when you turn a light on in the dark? It's gone. So you don't need to go and meet all of your individual fears, find the backstory, document it, see who then repeated that pattern this lifetime, see who did it in that past lifetime. See, you know, none of that needs to happen. You need to be willing to do one thing, and that's to hold a higher vibration. And the highest vibration there is love. But the mind has a lot of trouble with love. We do bad things in the name of love. We do bad things to each other in the name of love. So I have a shortcut for that. The best possible way for us to bypass that is to bypass the mind and go straight to the subconscious. So do you want to all become more intuitive right now with me? Okay, let's do it. I think that's the last slide. Oh no, there's that one. So my whole argument is that your intuition is nothing without the spiritual fire, the willingness to turn up again and again and again and every day to meet your fear and choose love first. And the way that we do that is we hold a higher vibration. We don't have to solve the problems of the world. We just have to be willing to choose a different energy. So let's do this together now. I'd like you to all stand up. Okay. And to avoid the issues of self-consciousness, because perhaps our spiritual self-esteem is not quite as intact as we would like it, you're going to close down your eyes, but I'll just finish explaining what we're going to do first. We're going to take our vibration as high as we possibly can with a practice that I find incredibly joyful, and joy is a pretty high vibration. So what we're going to do after we close our eyes is, I'm going to see if I can do it with my many belts. We're going to hold our arms up like this, so just make sure that you can do that without whacking someone in the face. You'll probably get pretty warm, so you might even want to take your... You're going to hold your arms up like this, and you're going to hold them with like you mean it, like you're reaching up to your infinite nature. And then in your own volume, tone, rhythm, you can lower them for a moment while I explain. You are going to repeat this word. Yes. 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 You might whisper it the whole time. You might begin with a whisper and build a crescendo. You might reach fever pitch. You might have the people out there in the foyer wondering what the hell we're doing in here. Or you may just stay at a whisper. Let your individual consciousness show you how it wants to raise its vibration. This is, if you like, a prayer. Greg Braden says, the feeling is the prayer. We say no all the time. We say no to ourselves all the time. We say no, you are not beautiful enough. You are not good enough. You are not fixed enough. You are too broken. You are not God. And I want to remind you of your truth, not through this. This knows nothing, but through this. Okay, let's close down our eyes. Just take our arms up, reaching up. I'm mic'd, so I'm going to keep my yes as quiet as possible, but be unafraid. Everyone here loves you so much. Yes. 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 Yes.
See?
Yes!
See?
Yes!
See?
Yes!
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 Bring your hands down over your heart in Anjali Mudra prayer position. Feel that racing heart. Feel that expanded vibration. Fearlessness is your true nature. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Namaste. Namaste.